When Coyer Yateman was posted to Orillia for his first policing gig with the OPP, he felt fortunate. After all, not all police officers get the privilege of working in the town in which they grew up. Yateman had graduated from the law and security program at Georgian College in Barrie. After working for a few years with security, and then legal, at Casino Rama, he decided to pursue policing. He attended the Ontario Police College for 3 months before spending 4 weeks at the OPP Academy. Then, he was assigned to Orillia, where he served as a frontline officer and worked in the crime and street crime units. It was incredible to get that opportunity to police your town and provide assistance and support to your community, he told Orillia Matters. Having the ability to know people and already have those relationships built, enhanced my ability to provide superior policing. He was promoted to sergeant in 2013 when he worked with the OPP's regional support team, but it wasn't long before he landed back at the Orillia detachment, where he became acting crime sergeant. This is where I wanted to be, Yateman said, adding he had been waiting for a job to open up at the local detachment. However, the opportunity for advancement came along, and he was promoted again, this time, to staff sergeant, when he joined the Anti-Human Trafficking Unit, followed by a stint with the Ontario Centre for Missing Persons and the Unidentified Remains Unit. He was based out of OPP General Headquarters in Orillia for those jobs, so he was still in town, but his professional focus was on provincial and regional levels. That changed recently. On August 2, the inspector began his new role as Orillia OPP Detachment Commander. It's surreal, a little bit, and incredible at the same time, he said. It is where my heart is. I really, truly care about this area. I'm really excited and honored for this opportunity. He expects his previous experience, including time spent at nearby detachments in Bracebridge, Huntsville, Nottawasaga and Southern Georgian Bay, will benefit him in his new job. Seeing how they run things and deal with things is very important. I like to learn from others, he said. All those skills are going to help me in terms of providing leadership here and support. Among his top priorities at the Orillia detachment is education and awareness of anything from traffic safety to property and violent crime. The public needs to know, we're not immune from these issues, he said, but, as a community, we can work together to reduce or remove these issues. Yateman is no stranger to the community outside of policing. He has volunteered over the years as a referee and coach in minor sports. He is currently a board member with the Orillia Minor Hockey Association and is coaching ball hockey. I try to take part in whatever I can, he said, adding it is extremely important to get involved. If I can provide anything, especially to our youth, I hope I can provide a level of leadership that they'll look at as a positive. The transition to Orillia Detachment Commander has been a smooth one, thanks to his predecessor, Supt. Veronica Eaton. Veronica left everything really in control. I'm really lucky to be walking in right after her, Yateman said. The new digs aren't bad, either. Yateman is well aware of the challenges of working in the small, outdated facility on Peter Street. The new building, on University Avenue, is absolutely incredible, he said. With the amalgamation of the Orillia and Barrie detachments, more space and more staff and officers were needed. It provides the opportunity and the ability for our members to be able to do the best job they can do, he said.